You're listening to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. This is Intermezzo. I'm happy to welcome back into our studios Justin Raines, composer who graduated from New Mexico State a few years back, went on to get a master's at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be back, Leora.
It's great to have you here. Tell us what you're doing these days, and then we'll talk about the concert tonight.
Well, I got my master's degree back in 2011 in May, and I decided I wasn't going to stay in Las Vegas because aside from the many temptations, of course, that we are all most familiar with, there's not a lot of musical promise. The town, as we know, has got a lot of economic hardship, They closed the Lion King. They're closing the Phantom Show. And a lot of musicians out there are struggling, and they're going to be struggling very soon, and there's not enough performance opportunities for a lot of people, and people are just leaving. I imagine that's what's going to happen very soon. There's going to be a mass exodus. So I had a brother who I have a brother who lives in Redondo Beach, and he said, you know, I got a room that's open. You're welcome to come here. And I went to try and start my life in, Los Angeles, you know, see where it takes me.
And as I recall from a few years back, Justin, you were interested in film music.
I was interested in film music. It's not that I'm not anymore. The thing is, reality hits you like a ton of bricks sometimes. I actually had the opportunity to score a movie for the producer, Roger Corman, who is very famous for doing a lot of B-movies like Sharktopus and anything that you can see on the Sci-Fi Channel. And he's very well-known, you know what I mean? Like his career spans very far. And they asked me to do it, and I learned in that process of doing it that it's not that easy. And so the truth is you learn to focus on one side first. And so I decided to go back to my wind roots, my choir roots, my stage roots, and try and develop that. And one day I know that the film side will take off, and maybe I can get a chance to sit in with somebody who is doing it more, and I could just be a fly on the wall for a while and just do the grunt work and start anew. I mean, make it a new chapter in my life, but I'm not that eager to go into it yet.
You've had some great opportunities with the Tad Wind Symphony, and in fact, your first commercial CD we got, you brought us a couple years ago with the Tad Wind concert in Japan, and they recorded a piece of yours. Tell us what's happening with some of your wind music.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, Tad's a wonderful person. Tad's like the father I never visit.
And Tad is Takuyoshi Tad Suzuki.
Yes.
And conductor at UNLV.
He used to be. Okay. Tad recently left, of course, with budgetary things and people who were part-time, and the controversy shouldn't have been too part-time. However, their salaries are getting cut and they were losing their benefits and stuff. And Tad decided he couldn't deal with it anymore. I mean, it's just a lot of economic issues and hardship. So he just travels. He travels, does clinicians all over the world, goes to Japan to conduct his music. And, well, he's always been a proponent of, he's always been a supporter of my wind music. And so he's always like, what do you have? You know, can we play it? And so initially he did a fanfare that you're going to hear tonight at the concert at 7:30 that I did for UNLV, as a matter of fact. And he took it and did it because I was behind on a piece that he had commissioned for me. And so I had to give him something. I said, here, they did this, but you can play it. And I finished the commission for him. They premiered it on January 14th concert in Tokyo, and the piece is called Metropolis, and they're playing Metropolis tonight here at 7:30, and if you would like to see it, I suggest you come check it out.
All right, so the concert is tonight at 7:30. It's the NMSU Symphonic Winds, and also you mentioned the Oñate High School Band.
That's right. They're doing a joint concert.
A joint concert, and who's conducting?
I know Monty Hill is conducting the wind ensemble. I don't know anything about what's going on in Oñate. I know that Trey Blanco is conducting Profanation from Leonard Bernstein, and I know that they're doing the March to the Scaffold. So they got a really, really good program. I don't know exactly what Oñate has lined up, but I know that the wind program is going to be real nice. And I just got out of the rehearsal, and let me tell you, they're working, and it's really good.
We do have a terrific wind program here in Las Cruces. Let's talk a little bit about this string quartet, which is a little bit of a departure. I can't remember you. You had some wind and brass horn chamber music, but I don't remember string chamber music before.
Well, I got to tell you, in New Mexico State, when I was here initially, the string department wasn't as flourishing as it is now. And so wasn't as encouraged enough to do string music. Whereas when I went to UNLV, and it was, there's lots of strings. I mean, just ask anybody and they'll play for you. And I was kind of spoiled with that experience. And so what happened was I studied under the great Virko Bali, Ukrainian avant-garde composer, professor at UNLV. And he really whipped me into shape. I'm not going to lie. Like a lot of my music now, my newer music is more contemporary, more thought out. Initially, I used to rely back on my instincts when I composed. But now I have to really, really think. And it's sometimes it gets a little more tough, but I think that the outcome is that much more clear. But we had a concert for string quartet with the faculty group, and he goes, everybody has to write it. Everybody has to write a string quartet. And so all the students went cranking away, and so that's the product. I came up with one that I didn't want it to sound like me, and he wouldn't let it sound like me. More contemporary, and if you listen to it, and I don't know if anybody will get a chance to hear it again, there's a lot of Béla Bartók in there. And I love Béla Bartók. In fact, his piece for strings, percussion, and celesta influenced that first movement. And the second movement's more, which you didn't hear, but one day, if you go to my website, www.justinrainsmusic.com, in the very near future, it's going to be completely updated. It's going to have all these string quartets and all the things you can hear. And that one's more Alfred Hitchcock in, so to speak, you know, that kind of stuff. But if you really want to hear some of my string writing coming up here soon, you have to look out for it. Dr. Shearer commissioned a piece for me for tuba and string quartet that he's playing with La Katrina. And he sent me, I won't go into too many details about it, but it's a really gut-wrenching 5 minutes of music. So it'll be kind of fun.
That is a very unusual combination.
He's known for being a pioneer, and when he wants it, he knows what he wants. And
yeah.
So
tuba and string quartet. Wow, fantastic. So this is interesting, Justin, getting a chance to, someday I'm going to have to listen to some of our earlier interviews and compare them just to see how you are developing as a composer. It sounds like you've been challenged, you were challenged a great deal in Las Vegas, and now you're in California. When you wake up in the morning and you don't have a commission, do you sit down and get your work done anyway?
Sometimes. The reality of the situation is I do get a lot of commissioned work. I do get a lot of chance to write. But at the same time, I'm still growing and I still have to have a regular job. I actually work at a church in West Hollywood and I help take care of an ailing priest. And so that's my part-time job. Anyway, that's my job that helps me pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when I go home at night, it's got to be writing. In fact, a lot of times while he's asleep, and he sleeps a lot, I do a lot of my writing on my laptop and by hand, actually, nowadays, more thanks to Virko. And I have found a balance, so to speak, but I'm hoping to phase out the part-time job stuff now that I'm having so much music played. I have got so many things coming up at St. Xavier University in Chicago that's going to be soon. With Las Vegas.
Tell us about that concert.
Jeff Malecki, who's a friend of mine from UNLV, he was a graduate student, a doctoral student conducting, got the position of head music director at St. Xavier University in Chicago. And he loved one piece that I wrote for a flute, sax, and piano called the Mad Hatter Suite. And I originally did it for the Bermans for their Madeira Winds group, and he wanted it for wind ensemble. So he's like, you know, do it for wind ensemble, and they'll fly me out and do the premiere of it, and it's going to be a very exciting piece. And they recently did this fanfare, actually, back in January, too.
So, in Chicago.
Yes.
So you're getting around.
Very excited, yes.
Very exciting. All right, we've got just a couple minutes left, Justin. And you mentioned that the Bartók was a big influence on you. And also you mentioned a teacher that you had at UNLV. Who would you say are the top, let's say, three or four musical influences in your composing work nowadays?
That's always so tough because it has to be evolving. It's so ever evolving. I mean, I started off before I really took music so seriously, I was a band guy. So I had a lot of band influences, and people don't know these guys. You know, unless you're in the band world, they don't know who Alfred Reed is or, David Gillingham or whatnot. But as I grew, you know, Beethoven became a huge influence. Wagner became a really big influence. In fact, I took a Wagner class at UNLV. It was the hardest class I've ever taken in my life. But I think I know just about anything and everything about Wagner, where he was, why he was there, where he was writing, why he was writing like he was. Bartók is huge. Schoenberg. And a lot of people here would be cringing if they could hear me say, Schoenberg? But yes, Schoenberg, Stravinsky, Prokofiev. Oh my goodness, Prokofiev is amazing. Khachaturian, all these guys, you know, Rachmaninoff. I mean, I could go on and on about these influences, but they always change. They're always changing. And I'm more in tune to contemporary music now than I was before, which is very important for you music majors. You got to listen to that. Contemporary, learn your contemporaries. They're very important.
And when you're saying contemporary, you're really meaning the last 100 years.
The last 100 years. And it's still going. Look, I'm here.
Absolutely.
I'm considered a contemporary of sorts, you know, even though I still dabble a little bit in my classical background. I have to move forward. In order for me to be competitive in this market, you have to move forward.
Everybody does. I mean, that's life.
That is. You're telling me.
That's life in all senses of the word, that we must move forward. Do you get to play much anymore?
You know, now that you mention that, I start off as a tuba player. I actually play in two community groups as a tuba player in Los Angeles. I joined because I needed to make friends, and somebody goes, well, this group needs a tuba player. They're called the Freedom LA. They're a local community marching band. And I went in as the tuba player, just, you know, hey, I'll play tuba for you guys. And I started giving them direction. And next thing you know, I'm wielding the baton in front of them now. And I still play tuba for them, but I'm now the music director for them. And the other one is the Los Angeles Freedom Band. And it's just a community concert ensemble. Now, they're not marching. So, and I just play with them every once in a while, so...
And are you enjoying living in L.A.?
I do, but the traffic. People complain now. You complain now about gas prices, people. I'm paying $4.39 a gallon right now. Okay, and where I drive through in West Hollywood and Beverly Hills, $4.69 to $4.89 a gallon. So you guys should not be complaining.
We have the final word on that from Justin Raines. Justin Raines has been my guest today on Intermezzo. The concert is tonight at 7:30. It's the New Mexico State University Symphonic Wind Concert, also joined by Oñate High School. They'll be playing two pieces of Justin Raines.
Fanfare della Vittoria and Metropolis. Fanfare Vittoria is kind of 4 minutes, and then Metropolis is eight.
Tonight at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. I'm Leora Zeitlin. Thanks so much for joining us today on Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces.